Hello, beautiful brides and bridal besties. You know it. You love it. It's wedding trend time. Behind the scenes secrets and best products and all the tea.
This is Brianne, Jenna, and Izzy, your honorary bridesmaids, talking about all things bridal beauty. From iconic hairstyles to the last minute veil fails.
Whether you're a bride-to-be, a hairstylist, or just here for the tea, you're in the right place. Grab your champagne, your comfiest sweatsuit, and let's talk wedding hair and everything that goes with it.
Love it.
Okay, welcome to episode 2. Thanks for tuning in again. We're so excited to have you here. Bridal hot takes is what we're going to be talking about today. My bridesmaid wants the same hair as I do. In quotations from the bride. But let's get into some personal life. What did you guys do this week? Brianne, you just came back from a trip.
Yes, we took the kids to Disneyland. It was awesome. I feel like it was very surreal. I feel like we've been talking about taking our kids to Disneyland since before we had kids. We're so Disneyland fun. People, okay? So it was like, oh my gosh, they're here. They're loving it. Mm-hmm. They were such a perfect age.
Yeah.
Because they were young enough that they loved all the little kid rides and loved the characters, but they're old enough to do all the big kid rides mm-hmm. with us and stuff too. So yeah, it was an A's plus trip. Plus the weather was so nice. Oh my gosh.
So nice.
The sun so again. I'm like, okay, summer, let's go. Plus 30, let's do it.
Oh, that's so nice.
I can just imagine your kids' faces being so excited when they see the characters.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, brainwashing might sound bad, but we've totally influenced them to love Mickey Mouse and all the Disney things. So they were ready. They were ready to go.
That's yeah.
So they knew all the characters and all the things. So it was so fun.
They were ready. They were ready.
It was so special.
That's cute. What about you, Izzy?
What did I do? I had a week of clients working mm-hmm. in the studio because I also do hair color and hair cutting and extensions and all that. So pretty full week. And I was deciding because this weekend, we are doing a painting weekend at the studio, so I was deciding what color I wanted to paint my room.
Fun.
Right now, it's just a stark white. I'm going to go with Swiss coffee.
Ooh, cute.
I put a poll up, and it was the clear winner.
Yes. That's going to look so good.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And maybe a wallpaper wall.
Yes.
As an accent.
Ooh, yes. I'm loving that wallpaper is having its moment.
Right?
What kind of wallpaper?
Totally. I actually want to do a dark floral.
Yeah, I think that was so cute.
I don't know, add
moody
a little
vibes.
Pop. Moody vibes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for branding too, because then it's very unique.
And exactly. Cozy.
And cozy, yeah. I was going for cozy.
And cozy for all bright-ish. Seasons too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love.
So that's what I was doing.
We love an interior design. You're going to have to update us so on the pod how that goes.
Yes. Hopefully well. Okay.
Yeah.
What were you up to, Jenna? Mm-hmm.
This week was just more homemaking vibes. I did some decluttering. Cleaning is super boring, but...
but also self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
So self-fulfilling. In our move, we traded, I guess the word would be sacrificed, a smaller space in replace of huge land. So
dang.
That's been an adjustment, but in the best way. Our space is really small, so I'm just making sure everything has a home and that the space can be tidied really quick, which I have pretty much mastered now. So which is what I was doing this week was just organizing and yeah, so it's the best.
Love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, cool,
fun. Okay, well, on today's episode we're talking about some bridal hot takes.
And that's the tea. That means we'll be talking about all things wedding trials that shouldn't be optional, why they shouldn't be optional, how your wedding hairstyles is actually a part of your inner circle, and what we do if a bridesmaid or mother of the bride wants the same hair as the bride. Which has happened before.
I was going to say, how many times has that happened?
Okay, last episode we talked about mother of the bride too. Is this a trend?
Last episode was mother of the groom.
Different.
Yeah. Moms in general.
We always say, it's never the bride.
It's never the bride.
That is actually a bridal hot take, actually.
That is. It's never the bride that's the problem.
It's true.
Well, I
also often say it's the it bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Call her the it bridesmaid.
That's so true. Yeah.
We love
you
all.
But people will always ask us in our, about our job. And oh, do you have bridezillas? And I'm like, no.
No.
Never.
It's not the brides. It's never the brides.
It's never the brides.
Brides are chill.
Brides are so chill.
We have had a few, but it's never the norm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, never the norm.
Yeah.
I think I've had one, maybe two in 11 years, so
but not even
no,
that
seriously.
Bad.
No,
they're distressed, but we'll talk about it another time.
That's fine.
Izzy, why should wedding trials always be a thing?
Wedding trials should never be optional. Mm-hmm. Because, I don't know, you just never know. I can't talk.
It's like we've been doing this all day.
Okay, wait, let me just form a thought.
This is better. We like the more unhinged, the better.
Yeah. Sorry, we were just in a photo shoot for 4 hours. And so I didn't eat breakfast.
Are not working.
Oh my gosh. We didn't get cake, scones, cookies, macarons, anything.
All the carbs.
All the carbs. Some bread, sourdough bread.
Oh, the bread is so good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, back to trials.
Why trials should not be optional.
Trials just shouldn't be optional.
Yeah.
If you most of the time brides do not know what they want.
Yeah.
And it is arguably one of the biggest decisions that you're gonna make for your wedding, because these photos are gonna last you forever. So you should always have a trial. I have had some brides who do two trials because they've had one trial and they didn't like what we did. Now I'm going to be offering a couple looks in one trial, just so that you can try whatever you want to do. Because you never know. What if you want your hair up? What if you want your hair down? What if you want a veil or don't want a veil? So I think a trial is always, always a good idea.
I totally agree. And I think too, Even, your hair and your makeup, for that matter, are in your photos for life.
Yes.
You put so much effort into, what your venue looks like and all these things. And obviously, you have photos of those. But it's, your hair and makeup is literally in every shot. So, it is very important, and it's worth taking the time and getting a trial done. Also, one thing I love about trials is, I get to know my bride.
Yes. You get to chat with them. Not only. Your fiance.
Exactly. I love hearing your story. I love hearing, how you met your fiance, all the things. And so it's just, such a great time, low-key, not stressful, that, we get to know each other.
I completely agree. Especially, in a wedding morning.
Exactly. Yeah. On a wedding morning, we're there for you, your bridesmaids. That's a whole nother.
Malfunction.
Yeah, the wedding morning is a whole other thing. So, I love making my trials, special. Mm-hmm. I like to be relaxing. We got drinks. We got snacks.
Yeah.
And exactly like Izzy said, we can do much, doing multiple looks and stuff if that's, something you know, or maybe you have your mind up. But nonetheless, I think seeing your Pinterest board come to life on yourself is so big, because often what you think might look good on yourself ends up not being. Or it does, and you love it. And then you can go into your wedding day with, confidence. On that's the perfect look for you, right? So,
totally. And we love really, trials. Really care about our brides, and we want them to feel comfortable and know us, and we know them. And so then on the wedding morning, it just goes so much more seamless. It goes so seamless when you know them and you like them and love them. You know, honestly, that's why we came up with our name, is because we are often referred to as the honorary bridesmaids of our brides. Because we know them, we love them. It's sometimes so sad when they have their wedding, because that means you don't get to see them anymore.
I know. Right? I feel we're besties now.
Yeah. And we're still besties with some of our brides that are from the past.
Oh, yeah.
You 100%. Run into them and you're like, hey!
Yeah, you still comment on each other's stuff. It's so nice.
The amount of my brides this year having babies. So
I know. Oh, my gosh.
And
it's
then,
clockwork.
Seeing them now, with their maternity photos and stuff. My gosh. It's actually the best.
And then often we get to do their maternity photos with their hair.
It's
so
special.
It's
so
fun. Full circle.
I don't think trials should be optional.
Yeah.
I really think it's part of it. Yeah.
Even if it's on the week of your wedding, I have a few of those this
year.
Totally.
Or just do it.
Engagement party or
something. Yeah,
totally.
Engagement party.
The day before for your
rehearsal.
It's perfect.
You can double it.
Mm-hmm. We kind of already touched on, segued into our next kind of topic, but how your hairstylist is part of your inner circle for the morning of your wedding and how they actually play a big part in setting the tone for your whole morning. Arguably one of the best parts of the wedding day.
Yeah, I agree.
How do you think we do that?
I think you're more than just a hairstylist. You're a wedding vendor. So showing up as a wedding vendor changes a dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just doing their hair. You're asking them questions. Sometimes there'll be anxious brides. You can pull them aside. Know your vibe. Know your spot. Just be aware of the room. But you are more than just a hairstylist, and that's how we present our brand as well, each of us individually as a hairstylist. But there was a bride one time who was super stressed. I pulled her aside because her girls weren't noticing, and I just held her hands and you got this girl, the nerves are fine. The butterflies are fine if they fly in formation. like, you get to be that special person. Like, one of my brides ran out after she got her wedding dress on and gave me a big hug before she left. So it's just, like, those moments are really special because you're more than just a hairstylist. But that's, like, the biggest core of why I do bridal is because I'm more than a hairstylist. Like, I could just cry thinking about that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, agree. I totally agree. I think, too, like, I don't know, like, for my wedding morning, I was, like, particular on, like, who was actually in the getting ready space. Yes. I think a lot of brides are. And, like, we're one of those people. So, like, you are choosing your hairstylist, but you're also choosing, like, who is in your room, like, you're the whole time getting ready. And I think also as, like, bridal hairstylist, like, we have to be a little bit of, like, chameleons a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, we walk in, 6 a.m., music's bumping. We're like, oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Like, okay, we got this.
For 2 hours.
Right? Like, we were up at 5 a.m. Or it's like they're having yoga on the dock and it's like sunset vibes. Like, I'm chill. We can be chill. Like,
I can be chill for
you. Awesome. Like, love it.
What the vibe is going for.
Exactly.
Like, and sometimes they're belting Disney. Sometimes they're twerking in a thong.
We never truly know. So we get to be chameleons.
Yeah. And you also kind of get to know at the trial. Like, you get to vibe.
You get a vibe. You do get a vibe.
Yeah. And then you can show up as that.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we're there the whole morning. So. Yeah, it's a blast and it's an honor to be there. I definitely think we do become the inner circle.
Yeah,
I agree. I feel like I'm a big energy person, so whoever is gonna be there on my wedding morning, because it's such a big morning, and like, this is the first time, most of the time, that you're getting married. Yeah. You've never been through anything like this. Like, brides are often like so nervous and scared to walk down the aisle and do all that kind of stuff. So the kind of energy you bring is really important for them, because I think they feed off of you when you're doing their hair, especially something as like intimate as touching someone's head. Like, it's crazy. So
totally. Yeah, that intimacy of touching someone's hair, you know, if you're a hairstylist watching this, like,
yes,
what things come up in the hair appointment.
Yeah.
It's the same on wedding morning.
It's
like,
the same.
Totally is. Oh my gosh, the stories.
The stories. Yeah.
Especially with all the bridesmaids who have like known the bride for years.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh,
you just
so
get
fun.
Like their whole life.
But like, how many times, maybe it's just me, I don't know. I've cried so many times with brides or bridesmaids. Like, a shed a tear because you relate on a level of something.
Yeah.
And some people will tell me, like, oh, well, you don't know them. Like, they're not your regular clientele in the salon. I'm like, no, I know them.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you're not with them in their everyday life. We were literally with them on, like, one of their biggest, most important days.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then they often follow you. Like, we follow each other along on socials in the next seasons of their lives. And we just get to spur each other on. And it's great. We love our job so much. As you can tell, we're rambling.
Yeah. We go on and on.
Love.
Okay, the last topic on this little segment. What happens if your bridesmaid, or mother of the bride in this case, or a groom?
Wait, is that a groom?
Yes!
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's fine.
Truly anyone, inclusive, ask for the same hairstyle as the bride.
Do you guys have anything?
Oh my gosh, I just like steer them in a different direction. I'm like,
So
you know, this is what the bride has asked for. This is pretty similar to the photo that you're showing me. So why don't we go for something else? Like, what's your next?
Yeah.
What was your next option?
Yeah, totally. And I mean, again, this actually tailors back to what we were first talking about why the trial is so important. Like, I kind of love getting a sense from the bride what their expectation is for their bridesmaids on the day of. Like, often the bride will say, oh, they can pick like whatever they want, or like they can do anything, but I'm doing this style, so I'd love them to do something like this or whatever. So often we kind of already know going in, but if we don't, I do love like to just make a touch point with the bride and be like, oh, hey, so this is very similar to what you're wanting. Like, or should we do something a little different? Like, you can just open, like, almost like give them permission, because some are like just so sweet and they don't want to be that bride or whatever. And so they don't want to say like, oh no, you can't have the same hair as me. So I think part of our job too is like, we can say, hey, like, should we do something a little bit different? Give them kind of the option to be like, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, totally. I actually did have this happen, but it was pretty toxic. Unfortunately, it was a really bad situation that happened on the wedding morning. I guess this could kind of leave it into our, like, spill the tea story.
Let's hear it.
We love it. There was a group of us, four vendors, that came in, and the mom was definitely already intoxicated, and it was just too bad. Like, it was obviously a really devastating, it just was not great. And so the mom sits in my chair, and I'm, like, heavily pregnant at this point. And I already have, like, no BS radar when you're pregnant. Like,
the filter truly goes.
The filter is not there. But I wish I handled it differently. And that's just kind of a lesson that you learn as a vendor. But she had alcohol beside. And I, like, took it away and dumped it out. But she sat down and she's like, I want the same hair as my daughter. And I had just done the wedding, the bride. And she had, like, glam Hollywood waves. Which takes an hour.
I was going to say, those take forever.
And they were more like, anyways, they were like boho glam, but anyways, they were great. And she's like, I want the exact same. And I'm like, first of all, you don't even have enough hair, girlfriend. Like, please. Please. And she was already just being a nuisance in the room. And so I went up to the bride and I'm like, your mama wants the same hair as you? And she's like, absolutely not. And I was like, oh, okay, this is my time to shine. And so I go back, I'm like, unfortunately, I can't do that hair for you. And she's like, well, I want it. And I was like, she was like snarky because she was not there mentally. Mm-hmm. She was like, well, you're the hairstylist, you're supposed to do what I ask you. And I'm like, well, I just talked to the bride, blah, blah, blah. I just like diffused it, we'll try to. And then we ended up doing just like regular boho curls. But it was a scene. It was truly a scene. And then she did get kicked out because she was hitting on our coworker. Like, truly hitting on our coworker.
What?
Yes. Gosh. I don't know how far I should go into the story.
You have to elaborate, like, at least a little bit more.
It was just truly outrageous. Wild. It was outrageous. She was just really not there. And just like, whoa. Like, just talking slurred. And I want to, like, talking to one of our makeup coworkers, like, oh, I'll bring you as a date. To the wedding, and the bride's like, respectfully, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, the mom is asking the daughter if she can bring her home because she's so cute. And,
oh, wow.
And she was like doing it more like cute, like, oh, she's so cute, but it came off as like, I want you to be my date. Right. Like, it was weird. Like,
yeah, weird vibes.
Like, underage weird vibes. Like,
not good.
Not good.
Time
it was
so time
to and, like, it was so bad because her coworker was like laughing it off, like, haha, you're so funny. Like, haha.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because what do you do? Like,
yeah. And then, like, who's going to ask her to leave? Like, someone get her.
And then the sister did ask her to leave respectfully, but it was, like, truly chaotic because she asked her to leave when she was in my chair. And then she, like, held her arm and, like, escorted her out. It was, like, it was bad. And I just,
so
like,
sad.
Me and the coworkers, like, our eyes towards each other.
Yeah.
The eyes.
The eyes.
The eyes
that we make.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
the eyes.
My gosh.
Isn't
so many looks.
So sad. Like, the cheeks.
That is sad.
There obviously was something there because it was too bad that happened like that. But
yeah, that really is.
Yeah, it's a lesson too. Like, what do you do in those situations? Like, how do you diffuse a situation respectfully, professionally, and then with your bride as your main client? Like, your bride
exactly.
is the one you care about.
Yeah, she's the one
who's
hired
you. She's the one who matters.
Yeah. So, no, I was not going to do an hour long Hollywood waves on her, and no one else will get that either.
No, exactly. But and also the bride didn't want you to look the
same.
And
the bride did not want.
And that's valid.
And that was the thing, is she was trying to redo her wedding. Like, the
right.
mom was trying to, like, this
live
is my
through
wedding.
The daughter.
Live through the daughter, which
yeah.
is not...
This is unfortunate.
But it happens way more than we think.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah. Not to that extent of being intoxicated.
No, that was
but,
insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little more collected, but...
Yeah. Good times. Good times of life.
Okay, we did have a story lined up for today, so should we go into that? Izzy?
That story.
Yeah. They're going to get a double feature this week.
Double feature. Let's go.
Keep them locked in.
Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. How do I frame this? I was doing this mother of the bride's hair. And
again with the mom.
So, oh my
okay,
god.
Okay, actually, that's
oh,
so okay.
No.
Good thing we had it in this episode.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
Oh my gosh.
The moms.
We love you.
Oh my gosh. So, I don't know. She, like, okay, she sits in my chair. And I'm like, okay, like, hi, I'm Izzy, like, what can I do for you? How do you want your hairstyle? And she turns around, looks me in the eye, and says, do you know what I'm talking about when I talk about a hairstyle that's for, like, a Japanese mom? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I
think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, like, but I'm, like, being a hairstylist, like, consultation is everything.
Yeah.
So what you might think is one thing
yes,
might be completely different to me.
No.
So I'm,
right.
She's, like, I'm like, okay, pull up a picture. Yeah. Let's go on Pinterest. Let's find somebody so we're on the same page. So we sit there for 5 minutes looking for a Japanese mom. And I'm like, and she looks, well, and I think, because I'm Filipino, and I don't know, I'm Asian, and maybe she was assuming that I was Japanese or something like right, that. I don't know. So we're looking for this photo, and then she lands on this blonde-haired bun, like low bun. Blonde hair, low bun.
Okay.
That I'm like, that is not, but no. You know what? I'm just not going to argue with you. I'm like, perfect, sounds good, let's do it. So I'm like, doing your hair, blah, blah, blah. We're chatting. I'm like, this is kind of weird, but whatever. And she is like talking about her hair, like old hairstylist, talking smack about her, like being like, no one ever gets my hair right. Like, I've been to so many hairstylists and they mess up all the time. Being a hairstylist is a job that you do if you don't know what you want to do with your life. No. And here I am, doing her hair for her mother or for her,
I just
her daughter on her wedding day. I'm like, okay, great.
No.
Like, at that point, like,
oh my gosh, literally.
It is a job.
Like,
also, how do you say that to someone's face?
I know.
I just don't understand how you can't realize that would be so rude. I have gotten asked so many times, like, oh, so, like, what do you do? I'm like,
what's
girl,
your
I'm
job?
Doing it. Like, right. What do you mean? Yes. What do I do? Yeah, like, this is my job.
That's so special. So yeah. No. Yeah. I laughed really loud.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
just to like diffuse the situation.
Yeah, like we're just gonna move
on.
This is
so funny.
Right?
Wow, I'm so sorry for that.
It's fine. True. She was having hair at the end, so like whatever.
Yeah. Her low,
exactly. At least she liked it.
Blonde, blonde bun.
Yeah.
So ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? Oh,
I
my
love
goodness.
It.
All right, final besties. Now it's your turn. What's your hottest wedding hair take? Do you think veils are overrated? Should bridesmaids get a say in their hair? Do you have a bridal hair regret that you need to spill? DM us or drop a comment on my latest post, and we'll be sharing the best and spiciest takes in an upcoming episode.
Ooh, I love it.
So
go DM us. I want to know. We'll have those questions posted at the bottom as well.
Love it.
Yes.
So good.
Woohoo.
Okay.
That's episode two.
That's it. Love your honorary bridesmaids. And just like that, another episode wrapped up. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.
Leave us a review below, and if you have any suggestions for future episodes, let us know.
Until next time, XOXO, your honorary bridesmaids.